We are currently studying Luke's Gospel. We come this morning to a very short passage in Luke chapter 11 from the 24th verse. The story of the man who decided to give his house a moral spring clean. Luke chapter 11 and verse 24. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a man, he passes through waterless places seeking rest. And finding none, he says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it swept and put in order, because the man has just given his house a spring clean. And then he goes and brings seven other spirits, more evil than himself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man becomes worse than the first. As he said this, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts that you sucked. But he said, Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen. May God bless the reading of his word. To his name be the honor and the praise. You may recall that in our study of the previous passage in Luke chapter 11, verses 14 to 23, a passage commonly called the Beelzebul controversy, I suggested to you that the real clue to our understanding of that passage was the 13th verse, which is the last verse in the previous passage, a passage dealing with prevailing prayer. And in the 13th verse, we read these words. If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And I'd like to suggest to you this morning that that verse, which deals with the giving of the Holy Spirit to those who ask the Father, is also the clue, not only to the Beelzebul controversy, but to the verses we read today. And so I'd like you, first of all, to hold these words of Jesus in reserve for a moment, and, as it were, set them aside and keep them in mind as we come to look at this story this morning of the man who decided to give his house a moral spring clean and to cast out a demon of uncleanness. Jesus says, if you then know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? How much more the Holy Spirit? And these are the indicative words. How much more the Holy Spirit? Now this man, in verses 24 to 26 of Luke 11, is one of the most paradoxical persons in the Gospels. On the one hand, he is a man who is much to be envied. Here he is. He is a morally earnest, serious fellow. And he takes the questions of personal cleanness and moral righteousness and uprightness very much to heart. Here is a man who wants to be clean and right and pure. And he discovers that one thing is spoiling his lovely house, and it is the presence of a demon of uncleanness. And so he decides to eject the demon, and he does that very thing, and he finishes up with a house, in the words of Jesus, swept clean and put in order. And I suggest to you that a man who wants to see his house swept clean and put in order is a man to be envied. Would that all men wanted their houses swept clean and put in order like this man's house. On the other hand, he is one of the most tragic and unenviable men in the entire Bible, because Jesus tells us that at the end he finishes up worse than he was at the start. Jesus said, the last state of that man becomes worse than the first. And his house at the end of the story is more foul and unclean than it was at the start. And I ask you, what has gone wrong that this enviable, upright man has become one of the most pitiable, wretched men in the Gospels? A man who wanted to sprinkle in his house, and his last estate is worse than the first. There are three characters in this story, and they're all searching for something. First of all, there is a demon searching for rest. Secondly, there is a man searching for cleansing. And thirdly, there is man searching for fullness. I'd like to think of these three very briefly this morning. First of all, there is a demon searching for rest. In verse 24, we read these words. Jesus said, when the unclean spirit has gone out of a man, he passes through waterless places seeking rest. And these are the indicative words. Seeking rest. And they touch on a deep spiritual principle, which is this. According to the Bible, there is a homelessness in Satan. And there is a homelessness in the whole demonic world, which drives evil to seek a home somewhere to live and somewhere to settle down. And that is all that the powers of hell want in this world. Somewhere to settle down. Somewhere where they can set up house and get on with their work. There is a homelessness in Satan. And I believe that that homelessness in Satan can be traced to his great ejection from his first home, which was heaven. According to the Bible, Lucifer was the general next to God. He lived nearest the throne of God. He lived under the shadow of God's throne. And after the failure of his prehistoric rebellion against the throne of God, because Lucifer wanted to be God, when his uprising failed, he was thrown out of the glory which was his original home. And he became, in the words of Jesus, the prince of this world, the God of this world, the prince of the power of the air, as he's called in the New Testament. Satan is cast from his first home, heaven, down to earth, and one day he will be cast from earth to hell, which will be his final and his lasting home. But until the day that Satan reaches his final home, there is a restlessness and there is a homelessness in him. And he and his minions have to find out somewhere to settle down. When the unclean spirit goes out of a man, he passes through waterless places, seeking rest. Here is a demon searching for rest. I find it very useful to employ the imagery of, forgive me, a chicken coop. Imagine a chicken coop, and inside there are rests and roosts and perches for the fowls. If you leave a window open in your chicken coop, some strange bird may enter and sit on the perches. And if you're careful, you can drive this alien intruder away. But if you're careless, this alien bird of the air may decide to settle down inside your coop. And he may dig in his talons and refuse to be shifted. He may even settle down and build a nest and lay eggs and start hatching babies. And that's a picture and a parable of the soul of man. We all have inside us rests and roosts and perches. and evil birds of prey can come in and settle down on the perches and can do a lot of damage inside the coop. If we're wise and careful, we can deal with these intruders when they come in. But if we're careless and thoughtless, we can allow the intruders to settle down. And then soon, your chicken coop is filled with a nasty brood of jealousies and petty hates and little-mindedness, your petty dislikes, your anger, your petty malice and lusts of all sorts. The powers of evil can come in and settle down on the perches because they're looking for a home, because there is a homelessness in hell. And all they want is a home and a rest. And I believe that is how the demons of hate and jealousy and malice and spite come to inhabit men and women. They've left the window open, and the birds of prey have come in. And all that they want is a home and an innings and a point inside you from which to operate. Here, first of all, is a demon searching for a home. Secondly, here is a man who is searching for cleansing. In verse 25, we read these words, that when the demon comes back to the man, he finds the house swept and put in order. Swept clean and put in order. And that's just the sort of house that the man wants. But the problem is this. There is a wrong way of setting your house in order and cleaning things up. You see, if you like, you can decide to do it your way, under your own steam and by your own unaided efforts. And it's possible to go in for what is sometimes called DIY salvation. That's to say, do-it-yourself religion without the help of Christ and without the blood of Christ and without the power of the Holy Spirit. DIY salvation. Do-it-yourself religion. Self-effort religion. A kind of do-it-yourself moral spring cleaning. Verse 24 tells us that the original spirit was an unclean spirit. We read about other kinds of spirits in the Gospels. We read about men with dumb spirits. There are men with deaf and dumb spirits. There was a lady with a spirit of infirmity. But the original spirit here was an unclean spirit. And by his own unaided efforts, this man spring cleans his house and drives out the demon of uncleanness. DIY salvation. Do-it-yourself religion. The trouble with DIY salvation is this. It's a twofold trouble. First of all, DIY religion makes people self-righteous. Their rightness and their cleansing do not come from themselves, do not come from Christ, but come from themselves. I wonder if you know the Victorian poem by W.E. Henley called Invictus. W.E. Henley was an agnostic and leaned towards the humanist side of things. And in this poem, Invictus, which means unconquered, he shouts his defiance at God. And he writes, out of the night that covers me, he's living in darkness, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, everything happens by chance. I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll, and these blasphemous lines. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. The trouble with DIY salvation is it makes you self-righteous. And in the second place, the trouble with DIY salvation is this. There are worse demons than demons of uncleanness. Jesus tells us that when the demon of uncleanness has been cast out, he came back with seven other demons worse than himself. And what these worse demons were, we can only conjecture. My friends, the demon of self-righteousness is worse than the demon of uncleanness. The demon of religious and spiritual pride is worse than the demon of uncleanness. And the spiritual sins of jealousy and spite and hatred are worse than the demon of uncleanness. Jesus said of the man that his last estate was worse than the first. And it was worse than the first because he started off with one demon and he finished up with eight. The original and seven worse than the first. DIY salvation is a very dangerous thing, as Job discovered. Will you turn to the book of Job, chapter 15? And at verse 14, chapter 15 and verse 14, it's Eliphaz who's speaking, but he speaks truly. Here is a word for those who think that they can go in for do-it-yourself religion Job 15 and 14, Eliphaz asks, what is man that he can be clean? Or he that is born of a woman that he can be righteous? Behold, God puts no trust in his holy ones, and the heavens are not clean in God's sight. How much less man, who is abominable and corrupt, man who drinks iniquity like water? How can a man cleanse himself? And in Job chapter 25, same questions. Job chapter 25 and verse 4. How then can man be righteous before God? How can he who is born of woman be clean? Behold, even the moon is not bright in God's eyes, and the stars are not clean in God's sight. How much less man who is a maggot, and the son of man who is a worm? A man searching for cleansing and doing it in the wrong way. And thirdly, in this story, and the most essential of all, man searching for fullness. And it would be true to say that the search for fullness is one of the great preoccupations of life. Most young people today are reaching out for a fullness that they know ought to be in their lives. And many people today find fullness in all sorts of places. Some find it in art. Some find it in books, in academic studies. Some find it in the world of hedonism and pleasure. Some find it in the world of culture and fashion. Some find fullness in the world of escapism. The search for fullness is one of the great preoccupations of man. But mark my words, you will never know the meaning of fullness until you open your heart to the Holy Spirit. And to the Holy Spirit in his fullness. Jesus said, how much more the Heavenly Father will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. How much more the Holy Spirit. You will never know Jesus Christ personally until you receive the Holy Spirit. You will never know the living God personally until you receive the Holy Spirit. You will never know the power of true religion and victory over sin and cleansing from sin until you receive the Holy Spirit. In Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 19, Paul writes down the prayer that he has been praying for the Christians in Ephesus. And this is what he writes. This is what I'm praying for you. First of all, that you may know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. And secondly, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Do not get drunk with wine, he says in Ephesians 5, but be filled with the Spirit. And the Greek verb, be filled with the Spirit, is the continuous present. Go on being filled with the Spirit. Keep yourself filled and running over with the Spirit. Be filled with the fullness of God. And I believe that that kind of fullness is the only safe way to fill your house. The man in this story did a moral spring clean, but his house was empty. And because it was empty, the demons came back. And his last estate was worse than the first. But a house that is filled to the full with the Spirit of God is a house that is impervious to the invasions of the evil one. Go on being filled with the Holy Spirit. Go on being filled. If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more the Heavenly Father will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. Amen. May God bless the preaching of his word. To his name be the honor and the praise. Now we come to our baptism this morning, and we sing hymn 309 by Cool Siloam's Shady Rill.